North Shore Psychiatric Consultants, PC, client ID WERBEN, patient Ben Werner, patient date of birth 4/9/1998, appointment start time 1/6/2022. Correction, 1/5/2022, 10 a.m. Appointment end time, 1/5/2022, 11 a.m. Appointment duration, 60 minutes. Primary code, 99205. Persons present. The patient was present by video interview. The patient consented to video interview. Next line, history of present illness. The patient is a 23-year-old single Caucasian male who was referred by his psychotherapist, Dr. Beth Foreman, F as in Frank, O-H-R-M-A-N. The patient has been in therapy with her for 3 to 4 years in high school. He has resumed therapy with her in March of 2020. The patient recently graduated from Rochester University with a degree in social work. He stated he wasn't having an easy time once he graduated. He stated his thoughts were, quote, destroying him, period, unquote. He went home shortly thereafter. The patient stated he is an overthinker. Period. The ratio of his spoken word to his thoughts are way out of balance. Period. He will often worry that he sounds weird. He worries about interactions that he said the right thing. He worries intensely about his appearance. He has worries about the future. The patient doesn't have The patient does not meet criteria for social anxiety disorder, though he does have symptoms of not wanting to be the center of attention and easily being embarrassed. He does not mind meeting new people. He does not mind going to parties. He is markedly concerned with his appearance. He states that his hair has been thinning at the top, period. He thinks of it collectively. He states 1 to 2 hours a day, period. His therapist states that he thinks of it all day, every free minute he has. The patient states he worries of what to do about it, period. He wonders whether he should shave it off, etc. He constantly wears a hat. He is involved in current exposure therapy. The patient is not wearing a hat during interview. He feels that no one would choose someone like him with his hair for an interview. He doesn't understand how he is able to attract females, though he does. He feels that he doesn't want to shave his head, really, because he doesn't feel that a shaved head looks normal at age 23. It bothers him to see other people's hair. He had no problem with his hair before high school when it began thinning, according to him. The patient went to dermatologists with no findings. During freshman and junior year, he went on Rogaine, which did not help him. He stopped it when he did a fundraiser with his fraternity in which they shaved their heads, period. He describes being a germaphobe at times. He states that he gets intrusive thoughts that his car is going to stall and he will get into a motor vehicle accident. He will sometimes also get thoughts that he's going to get in a crash because his brakes will fail. He stated he has a hard time moving forward from the past period. He denies any form of abuse, but he does state that he feels that he was psychologically traumatized, period. The patient is not happy because he did something out of character. He feels people are going to call him out on it. The worst time was for him was during the pandemic and the protests. At that time, he stated he blew up on someone completely out, period. Being angry is not typical of the patient. He still questions himself and obsesses over it. He was not manic at the time. He didn't feel energized. He was sleeping normally. The patient does suffer from panic attacks. He's had one. He's had them several times in the past, period. His last one was 2 weeks ago, period. He went into a panic while eating lunch that was provided by his coworkers. He, although he knew he was not exposed to nuts, parentheses, highly allergic, unparentheses, period. His throat got tight, comma, his heart started beating fast, and he felt panicky, period. He went to his supervisor and asked to leave work because he couldn't function. He went home and took Benadryl and went to sleep. The patient reports feeling sad. He feels like things could be better in his life. He has no problem sleeping. His appetite is normal. Energy level is sometimes down. He eats two meals a day. There's been no weight loss or weight gain. The patient does an online Kendama, K-E-N-D-A-M-A game. He goes to meetups in the city for it. He enjoys this hobby very much and is still able to enjoy it. Next line, past psychiatric history. Patient saw Beth Foreman. His psychologist, as far back as elementary school, he began seeing her again throughout his high school years, period. He saw another therapist up in Rochester that he didn't find helpful, so he went back to Dr. Foreman again. The patient had no inpatient hospitalizations by history. He has never been suicidal. He's never had parasuicidal behaviors. He has never been aggressive. Next line, family history. No reported family history of psychiatric illness or substance abuse. Next line, substance abuse. The patient denies abuse of alcohol. He does not use drugs. He is a non-smoker. Next line, medical. The patient states he has high cholesterol. He is not on any medication. He does not take supplements. He is allergic to Zithromax. Period. He developed moderate hives. Period. He is allergic to tree nuts and peanuts. Period. Next line, surgical. The patient had extraction of 4 wisdom teeth. Next line, social. The patient earned a degree in social work. He is unsure at this juncture whether he will go to grad school. At some point, he stated he hates online learning, so he would consider it once classes are back to usual. He is starting a job as a quality assurance manager at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan on Monday. He is the middle of 3 children. His parents were divorced. The patient has an older sister who is 25 years old and a younger brother who is 18 years old. The patient lives at home with his mother and siblings. He stated that he has a complicated relationship with his mother, sometimes they do not get along, period. He stated that he grew up in a somewhat chaotic home but it was not terrible. He stated that his house was stressful at times. Next line, developmental. There were no problems at birth. The patient stated that he may have had some early speech delays. No other delay in developmental milestones. He was a decent student. No social problems.